on, please, to item 402.
Accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner and Mayor.
I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management Analyst with the Office of Management and Finance and staff support for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me today, I am delighted to say, are three of your representatives. Ken Neubauer at the end is Commissioner Fish's representative. Josh Mitchell is Commissioner Novick's representative. Diana Garcia is Commissioner Fritz's representative. The other two representatives who couldn't be here today are Will Pinfold and Mike Lynch. We are here to present the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report for January through March. We're going to project some dashboards for each project. Each dashboard contains information from the TOC and from the Quality Assurance representative. Josh and Ken are going to discuss the projects, and Diana is going to give updates for what's happened since March.
Ken has had his more than his fair share of this, so he has volunteered me to do the majority of the reading here. But we're going to start with the Information Technology Advancement Project. This is for the Bureau of Development Services. The project description in general, this project is a paperless permit and case management process and allows complete online access to the permitting and case review services. Project deliverables include digitization and online access of historical permits and property information, implementation of an updated permit and case review information management system, online case and permit application and review services, mobile online access for the field staff, and implementation of an automated queuing system, which is quite a mouthful to get all of that out. This overall status right now from our viewpoint is that this project does continue to have concerns around the project's duration, its budget and scope, the overall performance of the project. And while there have been small steps, it's a very large project that is challenging because of its size and scope. There were a few major accomplishments this quarter. Sprint 2 is on schedule, an attempt to move towards a more agile methodology for developing the software. And the Project Docs implementation, which is a component of the overall project, is expected to go live in the spring. Vendor contract is under work right now and is scheduled to be complete by the 13th of June. So upcoming milestones, there is a plan to rebase the project, and Diana will talk about that a little bit more. And it is a large amount of work that remains. That's our biggest concern. We'll put that way. Let me go ahead.
Yeah, Diana.
So with our April meeting, again, we heard updates on the continuing to work with the vendor on the sprint they're currently in and progressing against the plan that they have for that sprint. And we continue to hear that there's, you know, progress being made incrementally against that plan or against the plan. I think we've all voiced the concern we have over the size and how big we are. This project is in deploying as one large unit. But we'll continue to monitor and stay abreast of kind of how the project is going. So I think those are the big nuggets that I have. Ken, anything to add for today?
Yeah, I would say that they do seem to have a viable schedule now when they anticipate delivering the majority of the components, which is something we haven't seen, haven't had confidence in what they've delivered. So the schedule that they're proposing right now looks more viable than what they've had in the past.
Has the schedule been reset? Is there now an understanding of the new deliverables?
I don't think it's an official reset. I think it's their proposed schedule that they made available to us to look at, what they're planning to do. I think the rebaseline that they're setting for June will firm that up.
So then in the next report, we may see things go from red to green because we'll be starting the timeline over again, or no?
I don't know why I'd be that optimistic. I would hope that it might move to at least yellow at that point.
But if we're starting the timeline over again, surely we wouldn't necessarily I'm hoping we're setting up a realistic timeline so you could start with it. If you're starting at zero, then it would be green.
I think it will be very dependent on the negotiation, the conversations they have with the vendor and how things progress and how that rebaseline project plan comes out. Until we really see that and understand what the plan is, it's hard for us to say we believe it will improve to a yellow or a green.
I see.
So it's one of those things that we can't predict how it will go until we see what things are.
So you'd give it provisionally a yellow to start off with, and then potentially if they were able to meet that in the next quarter, then it might give you more confidence. Yes. Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Can I just add one more little bit? Paul Rothy did an excellent job doing a architectural overview for the Technology Oversight Committee, and in the 3 years we've followed along this project, of course it's a pretty long project, that was the first time we had really dug into just how complex it was, and I think that really helps with us being able to evaluate it, and we've stated that we'd really like to see more of that as part of the way we interact in the future, because it makes a big difference in us being able to give a valid assessment. So. The next project I will discuss is actually going quite well. The VersaDex computer-aided dispatch system is operated by the City of Portland's Bureau of Emergency Communications and is used by public safety agencies throughout Multnomah County to connect the community and emergency service responders. It's past due for a lifecycle replacement to the system's underlying hardware. The VCAD hardware refresh project updates that system's hardware in a manner that meets the Bureau's business requirements and also the Bureau of Technology Services support requirements. And it also, more importantly, aligns with the vendor's recommended technical specifications. So that's changed over time, and they're pulling that more into alignment. This project has been on track since the start and has stayed that way. Major accomplishments this past quarter, development and production environments are completed and tested. The schedule was revised to build remaining environments in parallel, which was a smart move. Training environment is complete, disaster recovery, failover test in progress, and then the trailer environment build in progress. The plan is still for a full go-live by May 11th, and they seem to be on track for that. The only concern that we had is the relatively short schedule, but this is a pretty straightforward project in terms of how they've structured it and how they're working with the vendor. So we've been impressed with it overall.
So, and then the update from our March to April meetings was that they actually completed all the environments. So they actually ended up completing ahead of what they had, I think, originally planned. And so their May 11th go live is on track, and everyone's pretty confident that it will go live. So I think we're pretty pleased at how well this project went and how well things kind of came through and they were executed. So it was a good note. I think the only other thing I wanted to add from our last April meeting is we did receive an update, the 90-day report on the PCI project, and it was really good for us to hear that you guys got the attestations of compliance for that project. I think that we were very kind of pleased how the progress went at the later half of that project and the leadership that was provided to make that project successful. So just wanted to give an update that it was a good thing to see. Dan?
Did you say attestations?
Attestation.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's the certification that you guys are PCI compliant from your from the financial institutions.
From your financial institutions.
Okay. Thanks.
Questions, comments, concerns?
Okay. Any others on this one? No, doesn't look like it. Thank you. That's it? Just two projects this time?
This time, yes.
Okay.
There are several coming.
Yes.
Great. Thank you all very much. We really appreciate your effort and diligence because there's real money and real functionality involved here. So it's really important that we look carefully at how we're doing. So thank you for your outside eyes on those questions.
Thank you, and I have to say this has been the most reassuring of these reports that I've heard since I've been here.
Thank you all very much. Does anyone want to testify on this item?
I show one person signed up, Joshua Mitchell.
Oh, actually, no, that's just me not understanding the process.
Okay. All right, then can I have a motion to accept the report, please?
Move adoption.
Second.
Second.
All right. Discussion. Let's take a vote, please. Accept the report.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank the committee and particularly the new members, Ms. Garcia and
Mr. Mitchell. And so thank you very much for your service, and Ken Niebauer for your ongoing service and dedication. Thank you very much. Aye.
No, thank you.
Again, thank you so much for all the time you put into this and for your expertise. It's you're more than this, but you're a very important security blanket. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you also to the Bureau of Development Services. I think you've had maybe four or five commissioners in charge over the course of this project. So each of us has worked with you in bringing it forward, and I'm glad to see that it is starting to move and that we will have a reset sometime over the summer. Thank you also to the committee members, particularly Ms. Garcia, for agreeing to be mine. And thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for bringing this committee together. Commissioner Novick, I need to commend you on the, again, fantastic service of the folks at the Bureau of Emergency Communications and the wise choice that we made in choosing that company in this essential service of the dispatch computer. Aye.
Els.
Good work. Thank you all very much. Aye. Okay. If